public to support the Indonesian national team in international events. Quoted from dpr.go.id website in Jakarta on Thursday, Hetiva welcomed the naturalization of three players of Indonesian descent, Emil Audero Mulyadi, Joey Matis Pelupesi, and Dean Ruben James. According to her, their presence will increase the competitiveness of the national team. In a meeting with the Minister of Youth and Sports and Indonesian Football Association, Hetiva requested acceleration of naturalization administration so that they can immediately join the 2026 World Cup qualifiers. With the addition of quality players, the House hopes that the Indonesian national team will be able to compete more strongly at the international level. The next news. To celebrate International Women's Day on March 8, 2025, the United Nations Resident Coordinator in Indonesia, Gita Subharwa, emphasized the importance of accelerating gender equality across various sectors. Ranov has the details.
On Thursday, UN Resident Coordinator in Indonesia, Gita Subharwa, stated that while Indonesia has made significant progress in achieving the Sustainable Development Goals, challenges remain, particularly in ensuring rights, equality, and empowerment for all women and girls.
The Development Goals of the UN and the EU centers on the Sustainable Development Goals, and equality between men and women is central to this agenda. Indonesia is doing better than most countries in the Asia and the Pacific in the achievement of SDGs, though in some areas more acceleration is required, and gender equality is one such area. In a global survey that was done by the UN called We the Women Survey, conducted last year, indicated that three-quarters of Indonesian respondents said that they expected to be better off in 5 years' time. More than two-thirds said that they were in control of their future.
The UN in Indonesia has also collaborated with the government on various women's empowerment programs, ranging from economic strengthening and technological advancement to protection against gender-based violence. In addition, Indonesia is one of the countries with the highest number of female peacekeepers in the UN, with more than 600 active personnel. Gita also stated that through this initiative, gender equality is hoped to become a reality for all.
Continuing on, Indonesia's public radio, Radio Republik Indonesia, launched Musicpreneur program for Indonesia music industry. Rama Sidki Pratama has the details.
Indonesia's public radio, Radio Republik Indonesia, or RRI, and a private company, Nada Bumi, launched the Musicpreneur program on Wednesday, March 5th, to promote the Indonesian local music landscape. The program aims to support micro, small, and medium music industries and provide music business education, as well as promote local musicians' work nationally and globally. At its launch at the RRI headquarters in Jakarta, Minister of Creative Economy Tuku Rifki Harsyah praised the program as a strategic step to support the development of Indonesia's music industry.
Ekonomi kreatif kita ketahui bersama juga saat ini telah menjadi
the creative economy, as we all know, has now become a new engine from economic growth in various countries, not only in big countries, but also in our neighboring countries like Vietnam, Thailand, and Malaysia. Of course, we know that music is one of the main sectors within the creative economy industry. Therefore, the Musicpreneur program is crucial because this industry not only creates jobs, but also encourages innovation and diversification of the economy itself.
Inovasi dan diversifikasi dari ekonomi itu sendiri.
In his remarks, Harsyah believes the program will be a catalyst for the growth of the music-based creative economy. According to him, music is not only about art but also economic value, which can create jobs, increase earnings, and strengthen global promotion for Indonesian musicians. At the event, the RRI also signed an agreement with the Indonesian Ministry of Creative Economy to develop the Indonesian music industry.
Sixth news. Chairman of the Indonesian Music Award Foundation, Chandra Darusman, noticed several local music awards in various locations in the country. In an interview on the launching of Musicpreneur by Indonesia's public Radio Republik Indonesia and a private company, Nada Bumi, at the RRI headquarters in Jakarta on Wednesday, he said local music landscapes in Indonesia are growing even without support from national scope institutions in big cities like Jakarta.
Di beberapa provinsi itu sudah membuat kegiatan.
In some provinces, some people have created their own awarding activities. There are separate music awards. There are awards in Bali and also in Sumatra. This is interesting because local regional music continues to develop and they have one mindset. I don't really need national institutions because I have a lot of followers on YouTube. This is extraordinary.
Ini luar biasa, ya.
Because of the popularity of local awards, Darusman said that this foundation is now trying to embrace them into the annual system of Indonesian Music Award. However, due to diversity of origins of the works, he said it must be done carefully to prevent potential conflicts. The Indonesian Awards had been held since 1997 and has become the leading music awards in Indonesia ever since. And the final news. After successfully holding the first and second International Minangkabau Literacy Festival in early 2023 and 2024, this year, Satu Pena Sumatra Barat and Sumber Talenta Indonesia Foundation are again holding the third International Minangkabau Literacy Festival. Writers, thinkers, researchers, artists, activists, and students are invited to attend the festival on 8th until 12th of March 2025. This was conveyed by Sastri Bakri, chair of the IMLF committee, through a release received in Jakarta Wednesday night. Satu Pena West Sumatra is a branch of the Indonesian Writers Association. Sastri Bakri said that this festival will be held in Padang, Padang Panjang, and Bukit Tinggi, West Sumatra, and will be attended by 30 speakers. According to her, the festival will gather writers, thinkers, researchers, artists, activists, and students from all over the world to present and discuss the latest trends and developments in the themes of literacy, literature, language, and culture for peace. Activities that will be carried out include poetry readings, art performances, book launches, and others. And that's the news. Now let's follow commentary entitled Radio Republik Indonesia Support the Development of Indonesian Music by Anna Pri Jayakasih.
Commentary today is on Radio Republik Indonesia Supports the Development of Indonesian Music. The public broadcasting institution, Radio Republik Indonesia, or RRI, officially launched the Musicpreneur program on Wednesday, March the 3rd, which aims to support the development of the music industry in Indonesia, especially for musicians and independent music industry players. The President Director of the Public Broadcasting Institution, Radio Republik Indonesia, RRI, Hendra Smo, in his speech explained that the Musicpreneur program was born from the commitment to support the Indonesian digital music ecosystem. Musicpreneur is part of efforts to support micro, small, and medium enterprises in the music industry, providing space to market their products and services, and educating about branding, marketing, and monetization strategies for musical works. Meanwhile, the Indonesian Minister of Creative Economy, Teuku Rizky Harsya, gave high appreciation to RRI for the launch of the Musicpreneur program. According to him, this program is a strategic step to support the music industry in Indonesia, which is now one of the main sectors in the creative economy. He added that by utilizing the digital platform, Musicpreneur can reach a global audience, create new revenue streams, and contribute to economic growth. In the creative economy industry, music plays a very dynamic role and has great potential to drive sustainable economic growth. The launch of the Musicpreneur program is also related to the celebration of the National Music Day, which is commemorated every March the 9th. According to a presidential decree in 2013, The Indonesian government considers it necessary to establish National Music Day. It is an effort to increase public appreciation of Indonesian music, increase the confidence and motivation of Indonesian musicians, and to improve achievements that can raise the status of Indonesian music nationally, regionally, and internationally. The launch of the Musicpreneur program is an important moment that reminds the Indonesian public of the vital role of music in national life. Music is not only limited to art and entertainment, but also has great potential as a source of sustainable economy. That was commentary.
In today's quote of the day, truth is not decided by how many people believe in it. Kiai Haji Ahmad Dahlan. Kiai Haji Ahmad Dahlan was born in Kauman, Yogyakarta on August 1, 1868. Kiai Haji Ahmad Dahlan was also the founder of an Islamic organization, Muhammadiyah. He contributed to building many fundamentals towards the independence of Indonesia from manpower, equal education, health, and even faith. Kiai Haji Ahmad Dahlan also pioneered a modern Islam that is adaptive, dynamic, and progressive. And that is quote of the day.
Voice of Indonesia.
Datang cepat di saat yang
Indonesia.
What is this food?
This food is mostly available during Ramadan or the fasting month. It has slices of banana, cassava, sweet potatoes, or even palm sugar fruit. All of them are drowned in a sweet gravy made from a mixture of water, palm sugar, and coconut milk. What is the name of this food? Salad!
Voice of Indonesia.
Aku tak biasa bila ku tak Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Mengingat semua yang telah terjadi.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, today we would like to introduce you to Okokan, a unique art from Tabanan region in Bali. Okokan is a large wooden musical instrument resembling a giant bell. used as a means of communication by communities in remote villages. A smaller version of this instrument, called keroncongan, is often got placed on trees to scare off animals that damage coconut plants. And it also uses as a collar for livestock such as cows and buffalo. The name okokan comes from the sound it made, clop, 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 which is how it got its name. Listeners, okokan is considered a sacred art form. It is performed when the community faces an outbreak of diseases, known locally as gerubu. Traditionally, to combat the illness, people would leave their homes and play percussion instruments like the kan kantongan or slit drum, okokan, and tekan. Tabanan people believe that the sound produced by these instruments can drive away the source of disease affecting the community. Because of this, okokan is regarded as a sacred tradition. It is often performed during times of crisis such as crop failures or disease outbreaks. Okokan is played by a group of people as they walk through the village. In addition to its religious significance, okokan is also performed during special events such as the Bali Arts Festival and is sometimes used to entertain guests who wish to experience traditional Balinese culture. During these performances, okokan is often accompanied by other Balinese local instruments such as the gong, kendang, tawa-tawa, and more, which enhance and complement its unique sound. And that was today's Indonesian Wonder.
Voice of Indonesia.
Tiba-tiba cinta datang kepadaku saat ku mulai mencari cinta. Tiba-tiba cinta datang kepadaku, ku harap dia rasakan yang sama.
Kumerasa sedih saat tak ada diri.
listener, after this we will listen to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with a title about di Bali or in Bali.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, the segment that introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is
Di Bali,
which means in Bali. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled
Baik dipanggang di oven maupun di tungku. Baik dipanggang di oven maupun di tungku.
Which means whether oven roasted or stove roasted. This conversation takes place between Chris and the waitress at a restaurant in Bali. The waitress said that both stove-baked and oven-baked chicken betutu taste equally good. Let's listen to their conversations.
Ayam betutu ini direbus atau dipanggang?
Di restoran ini ayamnya dipanggang di tungku. Di tempat lain mungkin dipanggang di oven.
Apakah rasanya beda?
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
After listening to the conversations, we will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. We will pronounce it slowly. You can repeat it after us.
Rasa.
Which means taste.
Ayam betutu.
Which means betutu chicken.
Dipanggang.
Which means roasted.
Tungku.
Which means stove.
Oven.
Which means oven.
Sama-sama.
Which means equally.
Enak.
Which means delicious.
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
Which means the taste of chicken betutu, whether roasted on the stove or in the oven, is equally good.
Direbus.
Which means boiled or stewed.
Restoran.
Which means restaurant. In the conversations, you hear this statement.
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak. Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
Which means the taste of betutu chicken is good whether roasted on the stove or in the oven. In this statement, there is an expression.
Baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven.
Which means whether roasted on the stove or in the oven. The expression contains a connection between
Ayam betutu dipanggang di tungku.
Which means betutu chicken roasted on the stove and
Di dalam oven.
Which means in the oven, which is paired by the conjunction
Baik.
Which means whether or both and
Maupun.
Which means or and. The conjunction
baik
and
maupun,
which means whether and or, in the expression connects the parts of the sentence that states whole betutu chicken being roasted in the stove and being roasted in an oven, which produces the same quality of taste.
Ayam betutu ini direbus atau dipanggang?
Di restoran ini ayamnya dipanggang di tungku. Di tempat lain mungkin dipanggang di oven.
Apakah rasanya beda?
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
Betutu is a Balinese specialty that can be made from chicken or duck. The word betutu means a dish made from chicken or duck meat that is seasoned and cooked in a shell until the meat and bones are tender. The special seasoning gives off a distinctive aroma of spices and can make the texture of the meat tender. Betutu was declared an Indonesian Intangible Cultural Heritage by the Indonesian government in 2017. Let's listen to other examples of the use of the conjunction
baik,
which means whether, and
maupun,
which means or and and, in other sentences.
Saya suka masakan ikan, baik ikan air laut maupun ikan air tawar. Saya suka masakan ikan, baik ikan air laut maupun ikan air tawar.
Which means I like to eat both salted fish and fresh water fish.
Pemandangan bawah laut baik di Wakatobi maupun di Lombok sangat indah. Pemandangan bawah laut baik di Wakatobi maupun di Lombok sangat indah.
Which means the underwater landscape both in Wakatobi and Lombok is very beautiful. Listeners, that was today's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with the conversations entitled
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak. Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
Which means the taste of betutu chicken is good, whether roasted on the stove or in the oven. Hopefully, today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel and my colleague,
Oprah.
Thank you for your attention.
Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi, listener. Today I'm going to talk about a song by Chrisye. Chrisye started his music career in the 1960s. Throughout his journey, he received many awards, including the BASF Award in 1993, the SCTV Lifetime Achievement Award in 2007, and he was named the third best musician of all time by Rolling Stone Indonesia in 2011. He had many hit songs, and one of them is Untukku. This song is a part of the album Kala Cinta Menggoda, which was released in 1997. Untukku talks about love in all of its form, not only romance and moments of sadness, but also optimism and commitment to someone special. It expresses deep belief in a relationship and unwavering loyalty. And now, let's listen to Chrisye with Untukku.
Di mana engkau berada,
这是由佳达 Voice of Indonesia 的华语节目。本台播送来自印度尼西亚的新闻、信息和娱乐。您能每天通过短波频率33.25千赫和17.55千赫。本台的网站 www.voinews.id/mandarin 的流媒体直播以及 RRE Digital 应用程序收听本台的节目 Voice of Indonesia 从印度尼西亚面向世界。Voice of Indonesia 从印度尼西亚面向世界，听众朋友您好，我 Nova 祝你身体健康。在今天一个小时的华语节目，我想为您报道一些印度尼西亚的信息，其中这一是相关丹兰达拉实施综合投资的阐述，还有印度尼西亚流行歌曲，也有印度尼西亚美丽，是给您介绍印度尼西亚各种各样的土的。好吧，开始今天的节目，请各位收听新闻。
Voice of Indonesia 从 Indonesia 面向世界现在报道新闻。 印度尼西亚陶泽及西亚有参与前国家陶泽管理局 Daya Anagata Nusantara 火之丹 Nantara 主人 Rosan Roslani 强调在陶泽管理中应用综合参数 只是他在3月5日星期三会见 Prabowo Subianto 总统报告 Dan Nantara 的 初步开发活动后转大的信息，陶瓷不能只注重利润，还必须对创造就业机会、减少进口、增加出口和国家竞争力产生的影响。罗山只是说，有一个陶瓷委员会团队来研究和分析这个问题，因为丹南达拉也有参数。 尽管这些参数确实不仅仅是回报方面的，但现有的参数还包括创造就业机会、减少进口、增加出口，当然还有竞争力。此外，罗山罗斯拉尼对综合股票价格指数近期的下一月状况做出了回应。他强调， 这种情况不仅出现在印尼，也出现在其他国家。不过，考虑到印度尼西亚强力的经济基本面，他乐观地认为市场状况将很快复苏。联合国妇女组织为印度尼西亚兼东盟联的代表 乌兹苏兰詹姆斯对印度尼西亚妇女在全球舞台上发挥的作用表示赞赏。3月5日在今年3月8日国际妇女日之际，以印度尼西亚之声播出的 Voidok 节目采访中，乌兹苏兰詹姆斯表示，印度尼西亚女性领导人目前能够在全球舞台上看到自己的
声音。And for the country, it's an important.
这种做法，当然也希望印度尼西亚能在国际事务中拥有发言权。乌兹苏兰詹姆斯还强调了印度尼西亚为将女性劳动力参与率提高 25% 所做的努力，并称赞这是一项非常积极的努力。他还赞扬了印度尼西亚的特别民航预算制度，称 其非常好，并且提出现实。国际妇女节是致力于提高世界各地妇女地位的节目。该节目于1911年首次庆祝，并于1977年由联合国发起。 印度尼西亚共和国广播电台 RRI 和私营公司 Nada Bumi 于周三3月5日启动 Music Planner 计划，以推广印度尼西亚本土的音乐。该计划旨在支持音乐行业的中小微型企业，提供音乐商业教育，并在国家和国际层面推广 当地音乐家的作品。在雅加达 RRI 中部举行的启动仪式上，印度尼西亚创意经济部长德古 Rifki Harsha 称赞该计划是支持印度尼西亚音乐产业发展的战略一步。